Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What do you say, folks? A little early line here. On a Friday morning, Kevin Walsh, Donnie Rideside, hour number two, the Stanley Cup powers on the Florida Panthers. Keep their hopes alive. Now they were not on the brink of elimination. A 3-0 comeback has happened before in Stanley Cup postseason history, but certainly not a spot you would want to be in. Going back to Florida, they get the job done. They get it done in overtime, so there's obviously a lot of intensity. A 3-2 final. In fact, the free hockey same-game parlay would have been job done, signed, sealed, and delivered from Game 2 if you just repeated it in Game 3. What did apply last night was the 1-2 switcheroo. Florida to score early, Vegas to score in the middle. But DRS, and I don't bring this up in a negative way, but you were right there on the cusp of completing a little sweep action here for us in the same game parlay. The escaping number there, though, was the money line. You've got Marchessault nailed down. You know when that guy's going to find the back of the net better than himself. Yep. But the money line rotating here, surprised that Florida was able to take this one down in their own building.
Yeah, a little momentum now heading forward to Game 4. But also, when you do have a lead, Kevin, doesn't matter when it is in the third period, you got to close the door there. 2 minutes ago in the game, they allowed it to tie it up. The momentum swings over, and only a couple minutes of overtime, the Florida Panthers found themselves with their first victory in the Stanley Cup Finals here to make it 2-1. It is a shame there, because I thought I had that locked up. Nice little plus 3-1 price. The hard part of that is supposed to be, Kevin, the team that's win? No, it's actually the goal score is the hard one to get. And to get that in a game that they only had two goals and he got one of them out of Marchessault, man, I needed to take that down. So close, yet so far.
It was right there for the taking. This, though, is classic Donnie Rideside, where the bigger the plus money, the better he is at it. It pick six, money line dog, his best category. At baseball, yes. Home run props, just easy. Now, I mean, again, but this, look, also, what do you expect from a pure hockey guy, right? Sure. I mean, what do you expect from a pure hockey guy? To not be all over the goal scorer market? I mean, that would be outrageous. Before we talk a little bit about Game 4 in this series, because that'll be taking place tomorrow, I do want to reset the odds right now. Minus 270 on Vegas here. Florida checks in at plus 230 to win the entire thing. And this is, again, we talk about this in comparison because they're happening simultaneously. The gap in perception in the Stanley Cup Finals versus the NBA Finals there, Donnie. There's no disrespect on this Florida line. Game 4 is very tight. If the Panthers win it, the series price will go back to a very tight number here. Vegas, though, in control with a chance to go up 3-1 before heading back home. The series price all makes plenty of sense to me. They have a series spread right now. Vegas to win this in 6 or less, minus 112, that is an appetizing number.
It is an appetizing number, and I think it's priced appropriately here across the board, because you're taking a look at last night, Kevin. You could say the better team won the game, right? Because when you win 3-2, you're supposed to be the better team in that game. But also, just the way it boiled down, 2-1 here. Don't give up that final goal. It is 3-0, and we'll see where that line goes. Maybe there still is a little bit of value now on the Vegas Golden Knights at a minus 270 price, because I still do think they're the better team here. And if they do win Game 4, the series is just about over. Even if they lose, Kevin, in Game number 4, you still go home for a best out of three here. We have two games on your home ice. So I do think the Vegas Golden Knights will eventually prevail in the series. Maybe just get a little bit better price this morning because they didn't go up 3-0 in the series.
Let's get our radio audience in here on a Friday morning. This is the Early Line on Sirius XM, Channel 159. Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside with you here, taking a look at the Stanley Cup Final. Donnie, right now, I just also wanted to bring up your guy, Marchessault, the favorite for the Conn Smythe at minus 160. So I think with kind of his performances here, setting himself up quite nicely to handle this, if Vegas is able to handle the deal. We look forward, though, to game four here. Minus 125 on Florida. That does stand out for me early here. That's a stronger number than we saw last game. Not that it's a massive price on Florida, but some confidence growing clearly in the Panthers here on the FanDuel Sportsbook.
Absolutely, and why not? This is what you get from an overtime game. You go to extras, the team that actually loses, that's the real deflator here, Kevin. The team that wins in overtime or extras, that's the team that's looking forward to get on the ice as soon as they can to try to continue that momentum. Sometimes in hockey, you don't have to be the better team. Just get the bounces going in your right direction, and the Florida Panthers got that. So I do agree with the Panthers as a slight favorite here on their home ice for game number four. That momentum means a lot.
It absolutely does, and I agree with you. That they should be favored, right? But it certainly could wrap around. Would you agree, though, DRS? Because I know later in series you prefer unders, but maybe a little value now on that over 5.5 here. Vegas slowed down for the first time in this series. They scored 12 goals combined in the first two games. Or is this kind of Florida at home, different type of tempo here? I'm tempted by that 5.5 as we line it up.
Yeah, I'm always leaning over that because, I mean, over time, if it is tied there, granted, it will be 3-3. You'd already have the victory. But the way you look at the game and try to break it down itself, when you're in the Stanley Cup Finals, Kevin, let's just say you're down two goals late, 3-1. What are you going to do? Pull your goalie with 30 seconds left? No, you might pull him with 5 minutes to go, Kevin. So multiple goals can happen. I always lean towards the over when it sits at 5.5.
Last bit here to get to, you know, Marchessault right now. I know we've talked a bit about him, but he's had himself a great series. He's minus 125 to be the leading goal scorer in the Stanley Cup Final. He's got a two-goal gap over everybody else right now, including most notably Tkachuk. Goals are hard to come by at times, too. It feels like your worst-case scenario is he would finish as a joint leader here. I like that number quite a bit on March. So he scores again in this series. He should be able to run away. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Baseball preview coming up here on the Early Line. Quickly, though, just want to stop over at the French Open. Big match today between the probably two best players in the world of tennis right now in Alcaraz and Novak Djokovic here. It's a minus 194 number on Alcaraz, which I think, listen, it depends how much you follow tennis, how surprising that is to you. But Alcaraz has been the favorite the whole way here to win this tournament and his favorite to win this match. A boost early morning, Donnie, on the FanDuel Sportsbook that's going to come off the board at 8:40. So you got about 25 minutes or so here to kind of get that in comfortably here, which is Alcaraz to win the first set and the match up from minus 110 to now at plus 130.
I don't think it's bad, but also, Kevin, is it kind of odd here on the biggest stages here? You have a NBA Finals, and you also have a Finals coming up here in the French Open. Two guys nicknamed the Joker. I mean, come on now. Who writes these scripts?
Oh, wow. You know what? So it wasn't someone asked Arian Foster then kind of what the story is. What information is being left out here?
Let me ask you a question.
And look, that's
a question.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I need you to answer something. I asked you to explain like a minute, like to, you know, explain this whole treble thing and how that works in. Didn't do a very good job at that. Explain yourself to me on this one. It's not your fault, but I'm actually going to blame you for this. What's the scoring here? 15, 30, 40. I mean, how 1, 2, 3? That was too hard to actually come up with in tennis. 1, 2, 3. Right. Kevin, let's equate it to wrestling. You know, I like to do this, right? Yeah, it goes for a false finish out there. 15, 30. Ooh, couldn't get the 40 in there. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, tennis. Man, come on.
Yeah, listen, I think you made a compelling argument. I'm certainly not going
to
take the task of explaining that to you.
What
I will
with wrestling.
Listen, and I mean, now if you want me to start breaking down, you know, Forbidden Door, we could do that. We could talk about Danielson Okada here this morning. A lot more juice.
Take this home,
Alcaraz, Novak.
Take this home.
But pff, listen, we'll work the crowd up a little bit, get the anticipation. Here's the deal.
I'm powdering right
total
now.
Total match
pal.
Games, by the way, 38.5, minus 118 to the over, minus 112 to the under. That's what a lot of people are interested in today. How many match games we see here? This feels like it could be a classic, Donnie, and I'm thinking over 38.5 is the sharp side.
I mean, how many do we got? 41 sets? I mean, how many sets do we even have in tennis at this point now? So right. I'm certainly going over.
Here's the thing. And by the way, you might think, man, these two aren't taking this breakdown serious. Look, women's tennis, very serious.
Yes.
Men's tennis, we kind of hand-wave the subject a little bit there. Yeah. People know the score when it comes to the early line here. Now, Major League Baseball, shall we? Shall we, DRS? Do we have a little bit of fun here?
Yeah.
What a big-time baseball board.
Good card today.
That all begins with Hold on a minute. I mean, is the World Series on tonight? Is this your World Series? Rays, Rangers? I mean, offense. What's this total doing at 8? I don't care who's on the mound here. Kevin Walsh cap style. That number looks light. Now you tell me the actual story here as Glasnow goes up against Heaney.
Yeah, take a look at Heaney. 91 at-bats, Kevin. 91 batters that he's faced over the last 30 days. Take a look at the ISO power number here against all of them combined. 099 and a weighted on-base percentage of 306. Ooh. That's what we call, Kevin, handling your business. If we switch it over, just give a little bit of a lefty-righty breakdown. Right-handed batters, which is where you want to take a look at. 75 he's faced over the past 30 days, Kevin. A 114 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of 301. Heaney certainly doing his magic here. That is a solid lineup that you're going to see, obviously, from the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. But let's flip it over here and take a look at Tyler Glasnow, one of those guys that we figured a couple years ago before injury might be one of those guys to make that ascension up to possibly challenging for a Cy Young. Let's take a look at what he's done here over the past 30 days. Not a lot of batters he's faced, Kevin. 42 of those. Take a look at his ISO power numbers here combined. 263 between lefties and righties, and also a 348 weighted on base percentage. If you break that down, though, and again, limited sample size, left-handed batters getting the best of him, Kevin, to a 375 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 469. Right-handers, how about this? Domination, 071 ISO power number and also a 131 weighted on base percentage. So if you're saying, okay, looks like we can get to Tyler Glasnow through the left-handed angle, that's going to be Seager, that's going to be Lowe, that's going to be Jankowski. And also Heim is a switch hitter. It's only four batters here to try to get after it. This is a tough one, but I got to tell you, that's a high price for Tampa Bay at minus 174 going up against the Rangers. Mm. Is that one of them where you take a look at yourself and go, ooh, that line is telling me something here, but I got to tell you, not telling me enough to take the Rays at that price.
I'll tell you this, six straight unders for the Rays and nine of their last 10 games.
Oh,
good point. Maybe it's too simple, DRS, but you got the two highest scoring offenses checking into a spot here and a total of an 8. I just feel like maybe you could get that push at minimum and then free roll from there. It's a very tempting number to me when you think about who's here in this matchup between the Rangers and the Rays. Moving it forward, old school doing it again here. Yanks, Red Sox. Is this the first time they're playing this season? It feels like it's the first time they're playing this season.
Yeah.
Gerrit Cole's got the ball. I'm going to say only minus 174 against Boston. I think Gerrit Cole at home, maybe you could expect a little bit of a stronger number there. Is that Whitlock respect? Is that Red Sox lineup respect? What do you make of the Yankees and the Red Sox?
Yeah, rivalry, 66 degrees tonight, Kevin. Light winds blowing out to left field, so not really much of an advantage there. But if we're taking a look at Whitlock on the season, take a look at this, Kevin. A 232 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage against him at 360. That includes lefty and righty batters. You go, ooh. Where do we sign up here on the New York Yankees? But let's take a look at a 30-day split at this point. He's actually gotten a little bit better, and particularly from the right side. Now, he's only faced 19 batters over the past 30 days from the right side, an 056 ISO and a 254 weighted on base percentage. Where you can get after Whitlock here is from the left side. So where are we going to factor in? Willie Calhoun has actually been batting very well as of late. Anthony Rizzo in that lineup, Jake Bowers, McKinney. Those are the guys I would focus on. But also, let's take a look here and go with Boston and how that lineup goes up against Gerrit Cole. Because typically you say to yourself, well, Cole's that premier pitcher. That's the guy you always want to back. Oh, that's a manageable number. Somewhere around the minus 170 price here as a home team for the Yankees. But get this, on the season, let's take a look at his totality, Kevin. A 124 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 280 if we combine left-handed and right-handed batters through 323 batters that he's faced. But let's go over to 30 days. It tells a different tale here for Gerrit Cole. If we're looking at lefty batters, Kevin, an ISO power number of 295, a weighted on base percentage of 384. That's where you could take advantage of it. How many times have we talked about the Boston Red Sox? And this, again, going up against maybe not a quality right-handed starter like Cole. They have the ability to stack left-handed batter after left-handed batter. That's the advantage tonight. So if we're looking from a perspective where if you might have a live underdog, it actually makes a little bit of sense here for the Boston Red Sox because of how many lefties they can throw at Gerrit Cole and the struggles that Gerrit Cole has had versus left-handed batters, Kevin, over the past 30 days.
I want to just say, though, as far as kind of Cole versus the Red Sox, because that's also one of the themes, I think, of Gerrit's tenure throughout, you know, his time in New York here. You know, key pieces have moved on from, you kind of go through the history there. I'm not saying that it's only one guy, but it is mainly Rafael Devers. And it's not even that Devers bats 400 against him. It's that in 32 at-bats, he has 8 hits, and 6 of them are home runs. 16 RBIs for Rafael Devers against Gerrit Cole in that sample size there. And that is something that I know people are willing to attack. Devers tonight plus 320 to hit a home run. That matchup there, Donnie, specifically has been one that has given Gerrit Cole a lot of issues as a New York Yankee.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and that's what you have to take a look at because, look, we don't know the outcome of the games, Kevin, but you just got to put yourself in the best spot to say, what do you weigh more, the history of a batter versus a pitcher, or is it going to be, okay, let's take a combination of that history and also what's been happening in recent times, like the last 30 days?
Well, take a look through this here. I do not want to blow through any of the other games here in, you know, 30 seconds. But this is, as always, a strong, strong Friday slate. A lot of good baseball out here. Couple of 9.5, some late night 7.5s. We'll see if Coors is going to give out in the way that it always does. And do not forget, in less than 20 minutes' time, we get to game number 4 of the NBA Finals. The same game parlays are set and dialed. I like what Donnie's bringing to the table. I cheated. I looked a little bit ahead. I think he's got some good action there. We've got some good notes to go along with everything that's coming up, but still plenty more in the diamond to get to. That's next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's rip through, folks. Don't want to waste any time here. Dodgers, Phillies got the ball. Yeah. Former friend of the show and my boy Michael Grove steps up here. Why do I say that? Because early season, I kept trying to bet him to get wins. He's 0-2 as the season sits right now. Could he be due? Maybe, but it's a pick 'em today in Philadelphia, Donnie. Nice total here, 9.5.
Yeah, and it should be 9.5, too, because Michael Grove on the season hasn't had very much success here. If we take a look at all 94 batters and combine them into one, 379 weighted on base percentage, ISO power number of 233. Come on now, that's not getting the job done. He's only faced, Kevin, 19 batters over the past 30 days. Left-handed batters have gotten the best of him. It's a decent-looking lineup here for the Philadelphia Phillies, getting some momentum off of that series against the Tigers. I believe the Phillies up to 5 straight wins. But also, if we're taking a look at Ranger Suarez, who struggles against right-handed batters, Kevin, you don't want to struggle against the Dodgers. The Dodgers can put up runs here. 88 batters that Ranger Suarez, the left-handed pitcher the Philadelphia Phillies has faced. Take a look at this. ISO power number 203, slightly elevated. Weighted on base percentage at 398. And when you look at the Dodgers lineup tonight, let's just say, Kevin, you're sitting at your car, out of light. You're looking at the red light going, oh, when's it going to change? When that green light hits, you floor it. That's a green light lineup tonight for those Dodgers. If they can stack the right-handed bats, Mookie Betts, Will Smith, J.D. Martinez, Chris Taylor, Miguel Vargas, Johnny DeLuca, Miguel Rojas, which they will, that 9.5, I don't know if that can stand up tonight. I'm looking at runs in the city of brotherly love tonight.
Could it maybe be team total worthy, Donnie? Potentially, just maybe.
Yeah.
On the Dodgers.
Now, see,
maybe?
Now, granted. I like how you bring that up because some people would go like, oh, make a team total against my Phillies. Stop the madness. If there's a team total to be had and it's against my Phillies, we will drive that bus.
I'm also pretty sure that he prefers when they're against the Phillies, quite frankly, because that's just how it gets done. And let's do it here. Mets Pirates. Mets need it. They're a road favorite. Boy, they stink right now, though. They just can't get the job done. And they got a bunch of lead in these games as well, and it just doesn't make the difference. I say they're a favorite, but it's light. Minus 112 right now on the FanDuel Sportsbook. What do you make of this game here in Pittsburgh?
Hey, nice weather conditions in Pittsburgh tonight, Kevin. 70 degrees at first pitch. Light wind blowing out to right field here at 7 miles an hour. So could we get a bump to some left-handed batters? Let's take a look at McGill. That's due to be on the mound today. The one thing that we do know, Kevin, he has struggled with left-handed batters on the season itself. He's faced 130 batters from the left-hand side on the season, a 360 weighted on base percentage. But let's focus, Kevin, on the past 30 days against left-handed batters. I just told you, 360 on the season, last 30 days, actually 378. So even a decrease on that, which is bad news here, and an ISO power number of 200 against left-handed batters over the past 30 days. Lefties in the lineup that we anticipate tonight for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Marcano, it's going to be Reynolds, who's a switch hitter, hold back from the left-hand side. Sawinski, how about this one? Jai Juan Bay Palacios. There we go, Kevin. It looks like we might have a team total opportunity tonight for those Pittsburgh Pirates taking on the New York Mets. If we swing it over in the opposite direction and say, boy, that wasn't a good looking lineup for the Mets yesterday. My goodness, they actually torched Strider on the mound here and still ended up losing that game. Rich Hill's going to be on the mound, one of those sloppy, crafty left-handed pitchers. You can't really trust him on a day-to-day. I think the best of it might be coming from the Pittsburgh Pirates offense today, Kevin.
All right, potential opportunities out there. By the way, the Mets sneaky own Spencer Strider. That's just a thing. I don't know why that's a thing, but they kind of, if you look through it, like they kind of have that guy's number. They still lost yesterday, though. 10 runs in Atlanta. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Blue Jays, Twins. Kikuchi's got the ball against Sonny Gray. Now, Toronto's home. But just on the surface, Donnelly, I almost thought maybe Minnesota would have a chance to be a road favorite here in this game. When you line this up, what do you see between the Twins and the Jays?
Now, let's start with Sonny Gray here. Last 30 days, Kevin, 51 batters he's faced from the left-hand side. He struggled a little bit, 350 weighted on base percentage, ISO 167. But what do we know? What do we know, Kevin, about the Blue Jays? Most of their power bats are coming from the right side, which is where Sonny Gray absolutely dominates. But that's not even the side of the ball that, the side of the plate I want to look at here. Let's focus on Yusei Kikuchi. On the season itself, if we take a look at lefty and righty batters, considering he's a lefty pitcher, a 366 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 254. Not very good. But let's focus on the last 30 days. He's actually done very well against left-handed batters, but let's take a look at the right-hand batters. 91 he's faced, Kevin, over the past 30 days. ISO 367 off the charts high. Weighted on base percentage 455. If you take a look at the lineup tonight, Kevin, there is not one single batter that we're anticipating that's going to bat from the left-hand side. This might be a sneaky shot at the Twins to really do some damage tonight, loading up on loading up against a lefty with a ton of right-handed bats. Watch out.
All right, keep your eyes dialed right there. Again, Kikuchi is someone that I think we've seen be someone that you are willing to pick on for a little while now.
Yes, I am.
And certainly could line up here tonight as the Minnesota Twins check in as a slight dog there on the road. Next game here, Stros Guardians, as we take a look here if Houston can bounce back a touch after losing three consecutive to Toronto. Christian Javier has the ball, which is good enough to see Houston come in as a road favorite here. But again, a lot of these numbers are tight today, Donnie. Minus 118 right now in the FanDuel Sportsbook for Houston.
Let's take a look at Javier on the mound. Where has he struggled over the past 30 days, Kevin? He has 49 batters that he's faced from the left-hand side. Take a look at these numbers. ISO power number 302 and also a weighted on base percentage of 443. So you're trying to line up that Guardians offense, which look, on a day-to-day basis, it doesn't ever look that great, but they do have the ability to put as many as five left-handed batters in the lineup to try to do some damage. We'll see how that plays out here. Also, big news, Yordan Alvarez not going to be in the lineup once again here for the Houston Astros today, getting dinged up and leaving the game yesterday, I believe, a back injury, some back flare. But if we're taking a look, Kevin, at Logan Allen on the mound, he's a left-handed pitcher. And if we line it up, guess what? Left-handed batters have actually done the most damage against him. Over the past 30 days, only 17 batters he's faced. But look at this, a weighted on base percentage of 430. Now, he is a left-handed pitcher. Typically, Kevin, what does that mean? Lefties struggle a little bit with right-handed batters. Not the case here for Logan Allen. A 124 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 302. He's going to get a lot of right-handed batters in the lineup. Quite frankly, the only left-handed batter we're eyeing up here is Kyle Tucker. Everybody else will be from the right side. And that's where Logan Allen lines up. Sneaky on the Guardians today? It's hard to take them, but my goodness, some of those matchups might be a little bit in their favor today.
If the numbers are right. One thing just to mention, Jose Ramirez yesterday, three home runs in the win against Boston. He had entered that game with just six on the season. That was a monster day for Ramirez. But this is the kind of guy that we know is one of the best hitters in baseball. Heating up here a bit today, plus 120 for two-plus total bases against a guy in Christian Javier, who he's had a little bit of success against before. Could be a nice little option here. Let's get to it. Oakland Athletics, everybody's favorite team in Major League Baseball, as we've got Medina on the mound. Total 9.5. Milwaukee -235 at home. How bad is today's Oakland option?
Did we take a look, though? I think because you have Medina out there, which usually means there's probably going to have a long reliever. Let me just check to see who the long reliever today is going to be in this game. Sometimes they don't update them immediately in the morning, but I do have a different pitcher showing here on the card. Let's take a look. Go ahead. No,
let me just say Medina, Donnie, just while you kind of sort through that, has gone five innings, six innings, five and a third. Last time out, he only went two innings, but that's because he gave up six runs in two innings. He's awful. He's atrocious. He's everything you expect from an athletic starter. Just say, based on his what he's done this year, he usually is supposed to go long. He's just awful.
He's the long reliever tonight. Samuel Moll is going to be the opener. Why does that make a difference here? Let's take a look at some different betting strategies that he can use. Forget about the actual, you know, batters and how they line up, right? Let's take a look at Moll. And if you say Medina is bad, which he is bad from the right side, you're going to probably want to line up some left-handed batters, or excuse me, going up against him. But first, let's look at Moll. If we're saying, okay, 39 batters that he's faced over the past 30 days, Kevin, look at some of these numbers. To lefties, he's faced 17, an ISO power number of 059 and a weighted on base percentage of 284. How about 22 right-handed batters, Kevin, that he's faced? A zero ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 289. You might be burning the first inning or two going up with the Milwaukee team. And why I say that is, if you sit that out and let's just say the Brewers don't score over the first two innings, you're probably going to get, and let's just say, I'm not looking, a 4.5 that turns into a 3.5. Now you have some value. Also, if you're taking a look at hitter props here, if you say, okay, Moll might be able to handle the top part of that lineup, what happened to the bottom part here? Like, you know, Urias, Tellez, Weimer, somewhere in that range, you might be getting the bad pitcher when they start up. So maybe a hitter prop there for them a little bit later might make some sense. Just looking at some outside the box things. I know you asked me, hey, how do you try to break down some of these games that have a starter compared to a long reliever? That's how you do it. If that long reliever really lines up, why not just wait an inning or two before you jump in on the Milwaukee squad when you really get to the bad parts of that Oakland offense, Oakland bullpen and starting pitching there.
Yeah.
It's probably the way to go.
All right, make sure you keep your eyes on that then and see what the Oakland Athletics kind of bring to the table there and when the right time to jump in is. Look, Donnie, three games here. You tell me what you want to get into. The Cardinals are decent home favorites against the Reds with Montgomery on the mound. Yu Darvish is a road favorite in Coors, totals 11.5. And then it's Ohtani versus Castillo late night here. Angels, Mariners, way different total, 7.5.
Let's keep it quick here. St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds. Why is this game interesting here? Ben Lively, the right-handed pitcher, is going to be on the mound. And take a look at his splits here over the past 30 days against lefties and righties. 67 batters he's faced from the left-hand side, 50 from the right-hand side. From the left-hand side, Kevin, take a look at this. A 175 ISO power number, which is right about average, but a 266 weighted on base percentage, which is very good. Right-handed batters at 282. Could he hold that lineup down? That actually profiles very well against right-handed pitching. But I want to factor in the opposite side today. Take a look at Jordan Montgomery on the mound today for the St. Louis Cardinals. Left-handed pitcher, Kevin, ISO power number, 103 batters he's faced from the right-hand side over the past 30 days, a 293. That's terrible. A weighted on base percentage of 404. So you're trying to take a look at the lineup and how it projects here. Every single batter in the lineup tonight for the Reds will be batting from the right-hand side. Maybe a sneaky team total that we can look at for the Reds, who were your team, Kevin. So much fun to watch at the plate. They might hit tonight.
Yes. You love to see that. Also, look, that Mariners-Angels game just has to be an under. Has to be an under with Ohtani and Castillo on the mound. NBA coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to right here on the early line. I'm Kevin Walsh, joined by Donnie Wrightside. Tonight is game four in the NBA Finals. Before we get to the same game parlays, I want to set something up here, which is what we have going on right now for the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets, which is a set of streaks that are a rarity. The Miami Heat have now lost three consecutive home games dating back to the series against the Boston Celtics. That is something that has now happened for the third time this season, happened twice in the regular season. They have not lost four consecutive home games all year long. They snapped that streak in the regular season both times with the win and a cover. Once as a slight dog to the Minnesota Timberwolves and the other as a three-point favorite to the Atlanta Hawks, where they were able to register again an eight-point win covering the number. As far as Denver goes, this is their longest winning streak on the road all season long with four consecutive road wins. In the regular season, they had three different winning streaks on the road of three total games. And that fourth game, they were a four-point dog to Boston, lost by 19, a four-and-a-half-point favorite to Atlanta, lost by 8, and a three-point dog to Memphis and lost by 18. I am setting the table with that firstly, Donnie. We will get to the parlays. But as far as this goes, we talk about trading shots here. That's what we've seen so far in this series. No win streaks established yet in the series here. I do not think Miami loses a fourth straight home game for what would be the first time all season. And I do not think Denver, who's been a bang average road team, flips out and goes for a fifth consecutive road win. Miami is the side tonight for me.
I like it, and I'm in agreements with you here because you're taking a look. And also, Kevin, forget about let's take the numbers and move them aside just for a moment. Let's look at the psychology here of the Miami Heat and also from the betting public all the way through. Every single time you thought the Miami Heat were doomed and there's no chance that they can win, Kevin, they do the impossible and pick up a victory tonight. Now, I know that's not smart handicap and say, well, I think they can win because they've done it in the past. Sometimes you got to take a look at that recency bias and apply it moving forward. The Miami Heat are a good basketball team. It's a must-win for them tonight and still being doubted across the board at the FanDuel Sportsbook, even with the betting statistics coming in with 7 out of every 10 tickets still coming in on the Denver Nuggets. I'm in agreement with you tonight. I think it's a Miami Heat night, no doubt about it.
With that said, plenty of props to get through here. We've talked about them throughout our show. But now we get to deliver the people what they're always excited to see, which is the same game parlays. And again, I wanted to start with that, Donnie, because I know the sign tonight factors in for you. Talk to the people here, SGP.
Let's go back into the early 80s. The Miami Heat weren't even around at this point, but I am going to draw some inspiration by our good friend Tony Montana in Scarface, Kevin. As he rolls up and figures the whole plot is built up against him, where they were trying to take him out. You know what he said? Every dog has its day, including tonight down in South Beach. That's the Miami Heat. I got a three-leg parlay here. It's going to be all Miami Heat tonight, and it starts with what Kevin was just talking about, and I was backing up on his point. The Miami Heat are going to win this basketball game. Donnie, why don't you just take it here on the money line? No. Come on. If they lose by a bucket or two, that's going to hurt. Because you know what's going to happen here? We're taking the 3.5 with the Miami Heat tonight to get a little bit of insulation on that. Also, take a look at Bam Adebayo. You know me, Kevin. I love my RBI props. This guy is basically a 20-10 guy in the NBA Finals. He's going to be ultra energized tonight on the glass, both offensively and defensively. Bam Adebayo to record at least 10 rebounds or more in tonight's game. And also, Jimmy Butler. We're looking for him to come back. Himmy Butler tonight, right? Yeah, he's going to score his points, but I need him to be extra motivated here by getting the rest of the team open looks and easy jump shots. Jimmy Butler to record at least 6 or more assists. Yesterday, I had a price point of just over 3-1. It didn't hit, and I should have gotten it. But tonight, we're going to go back to the same city and press the lever for the same odds at plus 307 and cash in this ticket tonight. I'm looking good for it tonight. You know why? Because Tony said so.
I'm loving it. I for my same game parlay, look, we always want to have the people in mind. But honestly, this one's for you, Donnie. I thought you'd appreciate this here. The Beats Brigade. We're going to the Heat role players. Same game parlay, three-point player prop. Game 2, the Heat win. Max Strus made 4 threes. We're just asking for 2. Gabe Vincent made 4 threes. We're just asking for 2. Duncan Robinson made 2 threes. We're just asking for 1. Caleb Martin made 1 3. We'd like for him to do it again. Plus 190, Donnie. The Beats Brigade out in South Beach tonight.
Now, hear me out on this, Kevin. Let's just say this was maybe a few years back. You're down in the basement brigade here, and you bet a three-point prop where guys are knocking it down. Answer me this question. Is furniture moving down in the basement when things are getting hot from the three-point line?
Let me tell you, let's start shooting, all right? If you saw the state of the couches in the basement, Donnie, you might never stop laughing for the remainder of your life. Those you can tell some big fellas have taken their time getting involved on those couches.
Screaming.
Those couches have been beaten to bits, Donnie, down where the basement brigade resides.
Hey, who's yelling down there? Ma, it's the couches. The couches are yelling. Yeah. What? Yeah, I can hear
it. No, listen, when you try and hit the recliner button, it clicks, and janks back a couple times there. I mean, here's the one thing, though, I know about you, Donnie, with the way that you, refuse to have anything underneath standard. You would have got rid of these couches, honestly, years ago, much less months ago. Years ago, you would have got rid of these couches. Man. They are more than on their last leg. Let's get to, some other options here for tonight's game. My favorite bet. I think Donnie is going to hate this, actually, and that's okay.
Oh, come on.
Michael Porter Jr. had a points prop in game number 2 of 14.5. He went out there 1 of 7, 2 points in 21 minutes. They dropped his points prop to 10.5. Give me the over. Mm. This is what we call the bounce back special. This is when you attack. This is where you find value. Throughout this postseason, he has gone over 10.5 in 13 of 18 games, which is tremendous. He went over this number in game number 1 of this series. Yeah. And Michael Porter Jr. is simply way too talented to spend an entire series, Donnie, shooting 26% from the field and 16% from 3. This is an elite bounce back spot here for Michael Porter Jr., who was better on the defensive side, I thought, a little bit in game number 3, and I think can see a minutes uptick here. I expect a couple first quarter baskets from MPJ, who's never shy when it comes to shooting. Love the over 10.5 tonight for Michael Porter Jr.
It's a good look there, and it's right because you're getting value on that. But for me, in game number 3, I did take Michael Porter Jr. over his points prop and also had him linked into a same-game parlay where he had to make 2 3-point shots. So you're going to talk about a clunker of a game. There's only one way to go, and that's certainly up. If I'm looking at a fun betting perspective here, if I want to give you two sides, Kevin, the option for the Nuggets to win the game tonight and also the Miami Heat, here's what I think makes some sense. Jimmy Butler, again, we're looking for a Jimmy Butler performance, a vintage let's go back and oh my goodness, he's dominating the Bucks all by himself. I do think he scores points, Kevin, but from the same alley I looked at getting 6 or more assists, I think he has to get the entire team involved. And if we're looking at going up the ladder just a little bit, performance double-doubles, Jimmy Butler to get at least 8 assists in this game and the Miami Heat to win, that's a plus 480 price. Now, if you say, hey, that's a lot to ask for, I understand it is, but Jimmy Butler has approached those 6 assists, 7 assists, 8 assists, and 9 assists, quite frankly, a lot here in the playoffs. And I do think he has to get everybody involved. But if you say, Donnie, give me something for the Nuggets that I can chew on, you know I'm always going to the Nikola Jokic market. Now, in the last game, my favorite prop bet was to take Nikola Jokic over his points. I think Eric Spoelstra is too smart of a coach to say, okay, same exact game plan, fellas. Let's go out and see if we can execute it. I think he might be putting the press down a little bit harder on Nikola Jokic, which leads to more assist opportunities. It sounds crazy here, Kevin. 14 or more assists out of Nikola Jokic and a Denver win, it's a 6-to-1 price. You say, boy, that's a lot here. But I'm telling you, if Spoelstra says, let's put the screws to Jokic, let's force him to make passes, I think that's a legitimate chance to look at both sides with some nice play there. Plus 480 and a plus 600 here if you're interested.
I know that for you, you love those popular parlays. And you know what, folks? We'll probably do this on radio a little bit today. So Moneyline, 1 p.m. Eastern start time. They've essentially, Donnie, started to add them for first quarter only. The game 3 boost on Jokic and Murray for 15-plus points and I think it was 5-plus assists. That's where this is born out of there. Like, the lightest number tonight is Jokic to go for 8 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists in the first quarter. How about, all right, folks, want to make, I guarantee you Donnie likes this bet. Aaron Gordon, Bam Adebayo to combine for 5 rebounds in the first quarter, plus 100.
Oh,
is that the greatest bet you've ever seen? Is that the greatest bet you've ever seen, Donnie?
I'm going to forget that in 5 minutes. So make sure you just tag that for the radio today, because that is something everybody can cheer. I mean, come on, rebound props cheering from misses? Oh, man, it's good stuff. And by the way, Kevin, can I get this in quickly here?
Yeah, a little.
FanDuel, if you really want to have some fun tonight, 3x2, 3x2 boosted. Come on, man. Come on. Come on.
You know what, man?
Let's go back to the days.
When Donnie's right, Donnie's right. And Donnie's right.
Yeah.
By the way, and don't anybody out there go, hey, the 3x2's out there. I bet the 3x2 unboosted very few times in my life. I think Donnie's never done it, okay? Boosted, we changed the math, we changed the equation, we changed the story here. Let me give you a couple other looks in this game. No way! All right!
Oh,
no,
whoa! There you go. Whoa! What's
the story?
All right.
I mean, QB won here. What's his pick? Was he about to give out a pick there? I mean, listen, is Bryce Young allowed to bet on the NBA?
I believe he is, just not in the facility. Yeah.
All right, which means I'm sure any day now, you know, people will be betting in the facility on the game. Jimmy Butler, 12.5 rebounds plus assists. We talked about it. He has not missed this in back-to-back games since early in the Boston series. Missed this last game. Hit it in the first two of this series, over in 10 of his last 13. And then you could easily justify, Donnie, the sell high on Jamal Murray's assist prop. Look, they've absolutely rightfully moved this number up to 7.5. You're getting plus money on an under. He's at 10 assists exactly in each of the first three games in this series. Before this series, 11 of 15 postseason games, he was under this marker. Jamal Murray averages 6 assists per game on the season. Throughout the postseason before we got here, the number is, I think, a little bit raised up right now. I do not mind that sell high on the Jamal Murray assist prop.
How about this, Kevin? To record a double-double and the triple-double market here. I'm a sucker for this because Jimmy Butler doesn't really record double-doubles, but he does get close. But he's getting that price point where we're seeing at plus 165 to plus 170. It's plus 270 tonight for Jimmy Butler to record a double-double. I get it. It's not really in the numbers. But if I'm looking for a big performance out of him, which means not only scoring but rebounding and assist, he might approach it. But how about this? If you ramp it up, triple-double Jimmy Butler, 30-1 price tonight. Not saying I'm betting it here, but boy, is it tempting. If you think Jimmy is going to show up tonight, there's some pretty good markets out there for him.
As I'm laughing off to the side here, it's because I just saw another bet that you're going to love. Bam Adebayo, Jokic, and Jimmy Butler all to record 3 first quarter rebounds, Donnie. Plus 650.
Whoa.
Plus 650 for 3 rebounds. Why does that seem so easy? Jimmy Butler, I don't even think, had 3 rebounds last game overall. Why does that seem like the greatest bet of all time?
He's going to get him quick. Oh, this is good. I mean, first quarter might end up 50-49. I mean, it really might.
Just make sure nobody takes Mike White off the court. That's all we could ask for the people. It should be a good game tonight, folks. Game number 4. But before you go anywhere, open those ears. Listen up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, final segment of the week here for the Early Line Friday edition. SiriusXM Channel 159 right here on the Sports Grid Network today. Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh powering through as usual from 7 to 9 a.m., setting the table for the rest of your Sports Grid day, which does include the morning after coming up next with Ben Stevens. Don't you go anywhere. A lot of topics we covered today included some NFL talk here. And hey, how about it? A number one overall draft pick being named the starter for his franchise. Amazing stuff going down there. And I'm being facetious with the Carolina Panthers. But also some doings in Major League Baseball yesterday. Spencer Strider on the mound. Hey, the Braves got a win. No surprise, right? Well, 23 runs later, yeah, it was quite surprising. And Spencer Strider did get 8 strikeouts, which I did need him to get 9 strikeouts to cash in on a prop. He wasn't able to do that. But a massive offensive performance from the Braves and also the skidding New York Mets at this point. And how about in the College Softball World Series? 61-1 on the season. Oklahoma finishes off Florida State, a 2-0 College World Series, and away they go as maybe the best team in the history of college softball. But tonight on South Beach, I mean, there are some big doings here tonight. We really need to see what the Miami Heat are made of to make a series of this again and effectively begin a best of three where Denver would have home court advantage. Big players need to make big plays in big time games. Listen up. Ah, yes, Jimmy Butler here, South Beach. Himmy, it's him, playoff Jimmy Butler. Heat culture, it's all on the line tonight. Is the series going to be over if the Miami Heat do lose this game? No. Still got to get four wins here, and the Denver Nuggets would look to close out the Miami Heat on their home court in game number five. But I hope it doesn't get to that, because we deserve more basketball gear, and it's been a lot of fun, and the playoffs have been delivering left and right. But the guy that we need to deliver tonight for the Miami Heat, if we expect them to win, which both Kevin and myself certainly rooting on and betting on that the Miami Heat are going to win, Jimmy Butler has to have a monster performance tonight. And it's not necessarily going back and scoring 28 or 35 points. It's being that dominant force on both ends of the court. Do you remember going back there to the Milwaukee series when he was absolutely taunting the crowd? We need that tonight. Get the crowd live in South Beach. I think it happens. TMA coming up next with Ben Stevens. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.